In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the medieval period, there existed a monstrance which was used to hold the Eucharist, of course, because that's what the monstrance is for. Monstrance comes from a Latin word, which monstrare, which means to show. And it's what's used, of course, to show the Eucharist so that people can come and gaze upon the sacred species and to pray to God. But this monstrance that was in the medieval ages was actually a statue of Our Lady, in which in the middle where her womb would be was where you put the lunette with containing the host. And this indicates that in the mind of the Church there's always been a very close connection between Our Lady and the Eucharist, for obvious reasons, because of the fact that she is the one who gave her flesh, so to speak, so that Christ would come into the world. And so there is a close connection between Our Lady and Christ as he is present in the Eucharist. Our Lady is the only person in history who received our Lord into her womb as well as into her by Holy Communion. When Christ ascended into heaven and Our Lady received Holy Communion, she enjoyed once again a similar closeness with Christ, which she enjoyed and experienced when she carried him in her womb. And she desires to that closeness which she has with Christ and the fact that she carried him, she wants to make us into something that is similar to her. She desires to make us not only into the image of God, but in a certain sense into her own image. That is, she wishes to make us pure and holy and worthy in order to receive her Son, so that we may be like her when we receive Holy Communion. Just as she was, it was her purity and her immaculate heart and her immaculate soul, which was the reason what drew God to actually choose her to be the one to carry Christ. So in like manner, we become like Our Lady when we receive Holy Communion, provided that we are pure and holy. A strong devotion to Our Lady will lead inevitably to a strong devotion to the Eucharist, since devotion to Mary, as St. Louis de Montfort says, always points and leads us to a strong devotion to Christ. Just as Mary's Immaculate Heart is one with the heart of Christ, that is, with the Sacred Heart, so she desires that our hearts would be one with her heart and his Sacred Heart, and when we receive Holy Communion with the profound love of Christ, we receive his heart into our own. Not only do we receive him in communion, but we should do so spiritually. And since we become what we eat, we become, in a certain sense, close to Our Lady by receiving that heart which is one with hers, that is, the Sacred Heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.